Hi, I'm Dave Crane.
And I'm Alan Pease, and welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
Thank you, Alan. It's a great pleasure to be here with you. I'm a huge fan of your work. So many questions to ask you in such a little amount of time, but I'm going to work my way through anyway. From a business point of view, there's a load of great tips that you've come up with for inducing sales, making relationships happen better, increasing communication. What would you say that people need to do in networking specifically to get a better relationship when they first walk in the room?
Well, the first thing you've got to do is understand that in the first 4 minutes of seeing somebody new, that person forms up to 90% of their impression about you. This first impression is hardwired into the brain for survival. You never remember the second or third or fourth time you met somebody, but you always remember the first time. And everybody watching this show is probably knows someone who they might have met a long time ago. First impressions were really bad, you didn't hit it off. But you've got to know them over the years, maybe you work with them, suddenly you're best buddies, but you can never forget the first time you met them. And the reason that those first impressions are so important, it's a survival response. That is, your brain saying with a new person, will they be friendly or will they be aggressive? Because if you couldn't do that and figure it out, eventually you'd get killed. If you couldn't tell if they're going to attack you or be a friend. And that's why first impressions are so important, that first 4 minutes. So there are a series of things that you can do that you can intensely practice that eventually become part of who you are, that make people feel relaxed, comfortable, non-threatened. You want to know some of those? Okay. Include things like smiling with your teeth visible. Yeah, all primates do that as a form of submission. Now, there is an aggressive version as well, but we use primarily that.
Okay.
Yeah, now, drawing the lips back, revealing the teeth. Only primates have that as submission. If any other animal does, like if a dog does that, you're in trouble. Yeah. You're going to bite you.
Yeah.
And 50% of the world's kids under the age of 7 can't distinguish now between a dog smiling and a human smiling. They think that dog smiling needs a cuddle. Which is why there's a disproportionate amount of facial attacks on kids under 7, because
right.
they can't tell the difference. So if you've got young kids, it means you teach them that a dog, any other animal than a human or a monkey smiling, means it's a warning signal, you don't go near them. So bring your teeth back smiling, that's ingrained. We're born knowing, understanding that, because kids born deaf, dumb and blind can feel it, and they know what you're doing and they can respond. Eyebrow flexion goes like this, just raise your eyebrows for a split second. Monkeys and chimps do this up at trees to each other to acknowledge, I know you're over there.
Okay.
They don't want to make a noise, but that means I know you're there. And in this room, if your friend walked on the other side there and there's a lot of noise, you look at Christ and you do that. You go like, just raise your eyebrows. Now, this is a very powerful gesture. It's the most used gesture in the entire world. All cultures use that as a form of greeting. And the reason it's important, if you and I pass each other in the street, we're in this hotel, for example, and we walk towards each other, our eyes meet for a split second, and your brain and mine says, will this person be friendly or aggressive, stranger? If I smile, play face, eyebrow flash, just for a split second, you'll respond, you'll do the same thing, you're doing it now, and you'll say to yourself, oh, he seems like a likable sort of a guy.
Yeah.
So suddenly I've endeared myself to you by showing I'm not friendly, I'm not unfriendly, I'm not aggressive, and I acknowledge that you're here. The one thing all people want is acknowledgement that we're here, and eyebrow flashing achieves that. So now you reach out for a handshake, you get one of three gut feelings in a handshake, either you feel it's going to go well, or second handshake, you might feel intimidated.
Yeah.
Third one, you feel like you're calling the shots.
Right.
It has to do with the angle and the strength of the hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you keep your palm straight, up and down like that.
Yep.
And see this webbing bit here? A little web here.
Yep.
Males are the only primates with webbing. Monkeys and chimps don't have these.
Okay.
They can't swim. They don't have a nose. A nose is so you can walk in the rain without drowning.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Because monkeys stand up and it rains, they drown. Their lungs fill up and they drown standing. Wow. That's why they can't swim. So if you push the webs together and you're holding the wrist, it doesn't matter how soft or hard your handshake is, it doesn't intimidate me, and I keep the palm straight. So put the webs together, keep the palm straight,
yeah,
and give the same pressure you receive.
Okay.
If you don't do that, your fingers are likely to go together. So
that's
you're
horrible.
Stronger.
Wet fish.
Yeah, well, you get four breakfast sausages all rattling around, it's gonna be very embarrassing. So give the handshake straight, give the same pressure you receive, eyebrow flash, smiling, just those simple little things like that. And in the first 4 minutes, somebody says, I kind of like Dave, you know, when I met him, we hit it off like that. And the vibes are good, the chemistry is there, there's no vibes in chemistry. only in women's magazines they talk about these things.
Yeah.
We go through frame by frame and analyse what's being sent and received in signals in that first 4 minutes of a network or any meeting to create the vibe. So you can actually create the vibes so people feel comfortable with you. And if they're comfortable with you and they feel like you accept them and aren't threatening, they're likely to give you a fair hearing. And all you ever want is a fair hearing.
Absolutely.
If you get a fair hearing, then the law of averages looks after you.
One thing I found fascinating about, I always have an issue remembering people's names. Because I'll meet them and we'll swap cards and we'll have a chat, we'll get on really well, and then somebody else comes over and I don't know how to introduce them because I've forgotten who it was I was talking to, but I really like them. And I've had to tell my wife whenever we meet people to say, oh, Dave's really ignorant, sorry, I'm Aziza, what's your name? And then I go, ah, now I know a name.
Yeah.
Now everyone's watching this and know exactly what happens, but is there a way of dealing with it so you can get to know the name faster?
Well, it's a very common problem with everybody, and it's not that you actually forgot their name. Just with the pressure of first meeting, we are so concerned with making a good impression ourselves, we actually don't hear the name. It's not that you forgot, you didn't actually hear it. There was a sound, so you're normal, don't worry about that. So if you were there with your wife or your mates or your friends, have a coding system. Now, one of the coding systems Barbara and I use, that's a really good one, is that if I'm talking with somebody and I missed their name or didn't get it, but they're using my name, which is even worse, Al on this and Al on that, and I'm thinking it's going to be obvious pretty soon when I've forgot their name. When Barbara comes across, I say, Barb, come across here. When she comes across, I take her by the elbow, I give two quick squeezes on the elbow. Two quick squeezes means I don't know this person's name. So Barbara walks up and says, oh, I'm Barbara, what's your name? And she says, Sue, this is Barbara. And it's a really great sign.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Just two little squeezes on the elbow.
Yeah.
Now, another good signal when you're with crowds and networking, let's say somebody is absolutely boring you to tears. You think, oh, I've got to get away, but you can't. Is that when you're there with some of your mates or your wife or your partner, when they look at you, if I do this to Barbara, that means this guy's chewing my ear off. So Barbara comes across and says, oh, excuse me, Alan, I need you to come across and meet someone.
Got
and she pulls me away. And as she grabs me, if I give her a double squeeze on the elbow, she says, by the way, I'm Barbara. What's your name?
Fantastic.
And I'm Susan. Susan, have you met Barbara? And it's a good save.
You've got it all worked out. That's brilliant.
Well, that's the thing. You can't just rely on the fact that you're going to recall people's names. You've got to practice skills that allow you to have capable saves in that first 4 minutes to be socially acceptable. The bottom line, if people buy you and they feel good with you, they're likely to buy what goes with you. If they don't buy you because it's something about your behaviour or body language that turns them off, it doesn't matter how small it is, or you don't remember their name and they notice that, then they won't buy what goes with you, even if it's a good idea.
And you also mentioned repeating their name within the first few moments of seeing them, just so you get recall of what the name is and it sinks inside your head. How many times should you do that?
Well, twice is good. More than twice, it becomes obvious that's what you did, but there's a way of doing it. So let's say you and I meet, right? I'm Alan.
I'm Dave.
Okay, now, I'm so busy making an impression, wondering how am I coming across, I mightn't have heard Dave.
Yeah.
Or I just fleetingly heard it, and then I meet Sue and I meet Bob and then I can't remember any of them.
Yeah.
So when you shake hands the first time, because of this impact of not hearing it, you repeat the name. Here's how I do it. Hi, I'm Alan.
I'm Dave.
David or Dave?
Dave.
Dave, thanks Dave.
Excellent, let's see.
Dave. Yeah, I've repeated three. Now I know that is Dave.
Right.
Now what I do next is I look at one of your prominent features.
Right.
And then I say, what does Dave sound like? Well, Dave, the key for Dave in memory is Dave. So now, so what's a prominent feature? I'll go for your nose because that's not going to change. I won't go for your hair because if you change your hairstyle, I'll figure you away next time I see you.
One day it'll all fall out.
So far, so good, mate. So when I say day, I'll see the sun rising out of your nose. I'll see a ridiculous, crazy scene, and that's how the bright brain remembers what it's all about. So I'm Alan.
Dave.
Is that right? Dave. Sun coming out of your nose. Now I go to Bob. Bob, I see a coin, a Bob, an old English coin. Bob, is it Robert or Bob? Bob. Now I see a Bob coming out of his most protruding part, which might be out of his ear. Now I join his Bob to your nose, so the sun comes out of your nose and rolls into a Bob on his head. So now I know it's Dave, Bob. So in a room, I can recall 100 people in order, provided they don't move seats. They move seats, they're not screwed.
Just got to make sure that you label them and tell them not to move around.
That's right, please don't change seats, I'll forget who you are.
Fantastic. One more question, and it's one particularly that applies to me, is if you've got a product, you've got a book that you're launching into the market, I know that you had a hard time getting people to understand your book. What is the best way nowadays for somebody to launch a book and get it out there?
Well, the thing about books, 50% of the success of a book has to do with the title and the cover. because if it's in a bookstore, when people are browsing through, you know, there's 20 million books a year now published, including e-books, so how do you decide in a bookstore, which there are less and less of these now, you're looking through this whole series of books where there's nobody to persuade them to reach out and get it. So we're looking for certain patterns and colours. And so you've got to get something that grabs our, so they say, what's that? Which means words, they look at the words of our titles. Why men don't listen and women can't read maps. Everyone says, that's my life. Why men don't have a clue, women need more shit. That's my life. Why men want sex, women need love. That's my life. Or have some specific thing on the front that makes them, now how do you get a title like that? Go to Amazon.com, look up the top 20 books that are selling, and you'll see a theme of what they're using in covers currently that are working. You'll see words that are working. So you can pick out themes, keys, ideas, words, and manufacture your own cover. Once you've done that, send it out to 50, 100 of your friends and say, this is what I'm thinking about doing, break it out of 10 for me. Now, if they all come back and say it's a 3, even though you thought it was a 10, don't do it. Because authors tend to, because this is our baby.
Yeah.
We want our cover to be beautiful and perfect because we love it.
Yeah.
But no, that's, don't use your customer's opinion. Send it to customers and say, well, here's a choice of what do you think out of 10. And that's what we do with our books, with our covers and with our text. We send our text to readers, and we list 100 readers. So they go through and chop this up and criticise, add things. And so they do that, and we rewrite our scripts based on what the buyers want. When the buyer reads it, they go, wow, this is my life.
Well, wise words, and it's been a fascinating listen. There's so much more we could talk about, but with little time. You're in Dubai now with the right selection. You've got a load of wonderful people to talk to. Alan Pease, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Alan Pease on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. How cool is that? More great stars coming up in the future. Meanwhile, keep watching Turbocharge Your Brand TV. So that's it, Alan Pease. How funny is that guy? How cool is that guy? Buy his books, it will change your life. This is a guy that invented everything you need to know about girls, and I'm sure there's more you can still find out. Meanwhile, this is my new book, Happy Birthday. This is the best present you're ever going to get. It's going to be available in bookshops all around the world. If you can't wait that long or it's your birthday, go to the website Turbocharge Your Brand TV and click on the link where it says Happy Birthday, and you can get your own copy of it right now. Coming next week, we investigate why it is that if you're good at social media, that's only a small part of the overall marketing puzzle, and how when you get it right, you'll be creating a foolproof business, and you're at the center of all the success. Bet you can't wait, but you're going to have to. This is Turbocharge Your Brand TV.